Why did the lemur tell the person to use a solar car?
I don't know why.
Because he was mad at gas car.
It's time for the Children's Hour. Kids Public Radio.
I like to move it, move it. I like to move it, move it. I like to move it, move it. You like to move it. I like to move it, move it. I like to move it, move it. I like to move it, move it. You like to move it. I like to move it, move it. I like to move it, move it. I like to move it, move it. You like to move it. I like to move it, move it. I like to move it, move it. I like to move it, move it. You like to move it.
From a band called Los Colorados, that's a snippet of the I Like to Move It song. You're listening to the Children's Hour. I'm Katie Stone. I'm here with a whole lot of great people on Zoom. Hello, everyone on Zoom.
Hi.
Hi.
Hello. Hello.
Who else with us today?
Hi, it's Genevieve.
Hi, Sergi.
Hi, it's Lo.
Hi, it's Lucas.
Hello, it's Zen.
Hello, it's Amadeus.
Hi, it's Corbett.
Hello, it's Lily Mae.
Hi, it's Maya.
Hi, it's Max Malone.
Hi, it's Daniel.
Hi, it's Isaac.
Hey, it's Evan.
Hi, it's Luminata.
Happy day, it's Maya.
Hi, it's Kodiak.
Hi, it's Evan.
Hi, friends, it's Melissa.
Thanks for the great joke, Evan, on lemurs. That was a lot of fun. You all, we're about to interview someone about lemurs. Is anyone else a big fan of lemurs other than me?
I am.
Lemurs all the way.
I am too.
Love lemurs!
Who wouldn't love a lemur? They're so fuzzy and cute and furry and have these little hands. We're going to learn a lot more about lemurs from the Duke Lemur Center today. We're also going to hear from our friends in the Extinction Diaries about lemurs. I'm pretty excited about this show, and I know you are too. Let's jump right into it. This is Lemurs Leaping by Eco Rapper, right here on the Children's Hour.
On an island wild, unstyled, off Africa, waves serpentinely entwine, unwind like taffeta. Desert, jungle trees, wonders in her boundaries, and lemurs, their only home for centuries. These prosimians, nimble and agile, inhabitants adapting to shapes of a landscape fragile. Features sleek and practical, creatures uniquely radical. Welcome to a world of lemurs. Magical.
Lemurs leaping. Lemurs leaping. Lemurs leaping. See the lemurs leaping.
Lemurs of so many colors.
Brown, pink, orange, white.
Lemurs living with one another.
In the day, in the night.
On the ground, in the tree. Lemurs.
A big family.
Family.
Lemurs leaping. Lemurs leaping. Lemurs leaping. See the lemurs leaping.
Lemurs leaping in the trees. Lemurs leaping in the breeze. Lemurs don't need ropes or rings or even a trapeze. Where do lemurs sleep?
Where they sleep.
Lemurs leaping, leaping, leaping. Lemurs leaping, leaping, leaping. Lemurs leaping, leaping, leaping. Lemurs leaping, leaping, leaping.
You're listening to the Children's Hour, and with us today is Faye Goodwin. She is an educational technician at the Duke Lemur Center in North Carolina. Welcome to the Children's Hour.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm so excited about how excited everyone is about lemurs today.
Well, who wouldn't be excited about lemurs? They're the coolest little animal. And we're going to let you start by just telling us very basically, what is a lemur?
That's a really awesome question to start with. As an educator at the Lemur Center, I actually meet a lot of people who don't really know the answer to that question, because lemurs are kind of in the middle of a couple of different families. So I'll try to simplify that. Lemurs, as you guys probably know, are part of the primate family, but they are the very earliest primates that ever showed up on Earth. So when you look at them, they don't really look like the monkeys and apes that we think of when we think of primates. They have a wet nose, they have a small body, and they look a little bit more like some of those earlier mammals like cats and raccoons and marsupials. So a lot of people at the Lemur Center think that lemurs are marsupials or related to raccoons or something like that. But lemurs are primates. And like I said, they're the earliest primates that ever showed up in the world. So they are like the original primates on Earth.
That's amazing. So in a way, is it true that we could trace our evolutionary history back to lemurs?
We could. We'd have to go about 65 million years back. But primates started with lemurs. So our whole family tree starts with them all the way up to humans.
They're so cute. Oh my goodness. I can hardly stand how cute they are. They just seem like a super snuggly, almost cat-like monkey. Like if I worked at the Duke Lemur Center, I'd want to hug them all the time. Do you? Do you hug them?
Well, lemurs are definitely very social with other lemurs, but as wild animals, they are totally uninterested in hanging out and hugging humans. I know they look super cuddly, but the more you hang out with lemurs, the more you get to know that they don't really care about us. They just want to hang out with their lemur buddies.
What's it like working with lemurs at the Duke Lemur Center? And what's it you are trying to accomplish?
Yeah, so working with lemurs at the Lemur Center, of course, is so much fun because, as Katie said, they are adorable. And they're also super charismatic. They have really great personalities. They're really energetic and goofy and fun. So that's a lot of fun working with them. But as an educator, it's even more fun because I get to introduce people to lemurs and see them make those connections and learn things they never knew before. So it's really exciting to do my part at the Lemur Center. But working at the Duke Lemur Center itself is also really exciting because the primary thing that we're doing at the Lemur Center is studying lemurs and trying to conserve them in the wild. So as an educator, that means I have to know about all the cool research that's going on And I have to know a lot about the conservation projects that are going on. So for me, it's really awesome to hear about all the new things we're learning about lemurs and all the different ways that we're helping to save them in the wild. Now, I'll take a moment here to pause because your second question was about what we're hoping to accomplish. So that ties into what I just said about research and conservation. So at the Lemur Center, we do non-invasive research. That means we don't do anything that would cause the lemurs any harm or stress. So we're basically just watching them and hanging out with them to see what we can find out about the lemurs. And that's going to help us protect them in the wild. So lemurs are only found in Madagascar. We've been working with the lemurs in Madagascar since the 1980s to try to protect those forests where they live and make sure that they never go extinct.
How many species are there?
Awesome question. So in the wild in Madagascar, we think there are about 100 different species. And I say we think because there's still a lot that we're learning about lemurs. Now at the Duke Lemur Center where I work, we only have 15 different species of lemur living there. And that's because some of those species are so rare and so special that nobody's ever kept them in human care before.
What does lemurs eat?
Oh, great question. Now, remember, I just said there are lots of different species. So every species eats something a little bit different. Most of what they eat are things that you can find growing in the forest. So fruit, leaves, nuts, flowers, sometimes even pollen. But there are also a lot of lemurs that eat bugs. And some lemurs will even eat small animals like mice and lizards. But not very many do that. Most of them like their fruits and veggies best.
That's so interesting. So at the Duke Lemur Center, do you have to feed completely different diets to the different species of lemurs?
Yeah, so we can overlap quite a bit with what we can feed out. That makes our job a lot easier because a lot of lemurs can eat the same kinds of veggies, but we might have to split up who gets fruit and who doesn't. And our cockerel shafak lemur is the most picky. They need a lot of really special food, mostly a lot of leafy greens and leaves. And then our eyes almost exclusively eat insects. So we do have to work really hard to make sure everyone gets their favorite things.
Where do the lemurs at your center come from and how do they get there?
Such a good question. So the Duke Lemur Center started way back in 1966, and our original group of lemurs actually came from Yale University. Of course, they originally were born in Madagascar, but there was a person, a faculty member, a professor, who was living at Yale who was studying lemurs. He had a small collection of lemurs that he had gotten from zoos or from Madagascar, and he wanted to move them to Duke because we have a big, beautiful forest and the weather's really nice. So that's how we got started. And then in the 1980s, we decided if we were going to save lemurs, that we would need to get some more lemurs from Madagascar to come and live at the Duke Lemur Center so we could keep breeding lemurs in case we needed to put them back in the wild. So we made an agreement with the people in Madagascar that we would take one lemur here, one lemur here, and gradually we got enough lemurs that the lemurs could keep breeding. But most of the lemurs at the Lemur Center right now were born right there in Durham.
Why did your organization choose lemurs? There are so many other animals. Why does it focus on lemurs?
That is an awesome question. Thank you for that. I think about that a lot because working at the Lemur Center, people always ask me, well, did you always love lemurs? And the answer is really, no, I just want to help save endangered species. So Duke focused on lemurs kind of out of a coincidence when that professor from Yale came down and asked to bring his lemurs to Duke. So that sort of got started kind of on accident. But once people started learning about lemurs, we realized how important they are and how important it is to protect them in the wild. So we decided that we could be this really wonderful, influential, and powerful organization that could do a lot of good work to help lemurs if we just focused on lemurs.
So they're at risk.
They are. Lemurs are the most endangered group of vertebrates in the world today.
Vertebrates meaning animals with spines? Of all animals with spines?
As a group, yeah. So they're not, you know, not one lemur is the most endangered vertebrate on Earth, but as a group, they are the most endangered group of vertebrates in the world.
We're talking with Faye Goodwin. She is an educator at the Duke Lemur Center in Durham, North Carolina. We're going to find out what makes lemurs so critically endangered right after this.
Lemur, ser in du som andra djur, men den har haft en himla tur, för den ser ut som en lemur.
Just det.
Kondor, du flyger bättre än en gås, så umma tår i Ecuador får aldrig någonsin en kondor. En star, du kanske trodde star en star.
Såklart den gör.
Men det är det den inte gör. Den vill ju bara vara en star.
Aha.
The Children's Hour, Kids Public Radio. We'll be right back.
The Children's Hour is a production of the Children's Hour Incorporated. We're a New Mexico-based nonprofit organization supported by listeners just like you. You can learn more about us at childrenshour.org. The New Mexico Department of Cultural Affairs supports the Children's Hour. Experience the magic of New Mexico's many holiday traditions at museums and historic sites statewide. More at nmculture.org/traditions. Keep up with all the news of the Children's Hour by signing up for our monthly newsletter. Find the sign-up form at childrenshour.org.
Hi, I love the Children's Hour because it's fun and you go to all sorts of different places. I'm Yoshi James from Australia.
Take the Children's Hour with you on your road trip. Find us at childrenshour.org or anywhere you listen to podcasts.